Well, good morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. The God School, for over 19 years, has been attempting to put God on display, and that through His Word, which He has preserved for us even to today, in spite of all man's efforts and all our adversary Satan's efforts to twist, to change, to cover the Word of God, that we may continue to understand that God is faithful and He can be trusted. And I speak today to the men and women of faith, not to the world. This world is in chaos, which God said it would be. Even men and women of faith may encounter trouble or chaos, but God, knowing that our Christian life is a journey, spoke 3,000 years ago to us. And today we're going to dig in to that which God said in His Psalms. Open your Bibles today to Psalm 84. And we were going to begin with the fifth verse, which says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee," King James, "in whose heart are the ways of them." No, bad translation. It's added, you see, it's in italics. It's added by the translators. Let's go into specifics. Just in this verse, blessed, Asher is the word. It means envied. It means happy. You know, in another place in the Psalms, it says, "Happy is the man whose God is the Lord." Same word. This blessed state is a state without change. It's not part-time. It's full-time. God has called us in Christ before the foundations of the world for Himself. This blessed state, as I said, it's not part-time. It's God. From the beginning, through the end, to the end, there's no change. It's a state of being. And it's, well, let's go on. It says, blessed is the man, definite article. This is not for everyone. This is specific to the man or woman whose strength is in thee, speaking of God, and in whose heart, literally, are the ways of thee. Now, I'm getting into the weeds here because I'm trying to encourage those of you who might find themselves in a difficult situation, in a situation perhaps not understanding. But this word way, its root comes from will, as in last will and testament. No one else has a right to change it. It's settled. His way is what we choose with the freedom to choose, not my way, but your way, Father, your way, Lord. Blessed is the man whose strength, ooz is the Hebrew word here. I get that picture of that Russian machine gun, you know, Uzi. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose ways and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who, passing through the valley of Baca, Baca means weeping. It's speaking of someone who's on a journey. God's way is to keep us pressing on. To even tougher tests. In looking at this psalm, I'm caused to reflect on some real valleys that I've been through in my life, probably in one right now, which, you know, guilty or innocent, I didn't know, and the psalmist does not dwell on the reason behind the valley. He just says, valleys are coming. But it also says, who passing through? It doesn't say how deep the valley is, and I've been in some deep ones, and I'm sure many of you have also. It doesn't say how long the valley is. Boy, I've been through some. I'm not, you know, the story's not about me. It's about God and his faithfulness and his word. The promise of God is that the blessed man whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee goes through valleys of weeping. But then it says, passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pool. Sometimes, you know, the King James just needs corrections. This talks about the blessed person whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, in the midst of the valley, make it a pool. In other words, through their experience, they can leave for saints following a place of refreshing, the pool in that valley, that others might be able to continue on in spite of the depth or length of the valley. It says, the rain also filleth the pool. No, literal is, the rain covereth the pool. It's above, it's there. And it will come when needed. When needed. Says, of these blessed people whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, it says, they go from strength to strength. Now, you know, this is why I'm so grateful. I'm not a linguistic scholar, but through the centuries, by the scriptures that have been preserved in the original languages, gives us just a better picture, a more encouraging picture of what the original actually says. Because it says, you know, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Strength, Uzi. Here it says, they go from strength to strength. This word is kail. And the picture in the Hebrew is that of a force, an army, if you will. Now, which would you rather have on your side, a machine gun or an entire army? That's what God makes available to the man whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God. The psalmist prays, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Why do we have to, Selah means, think about that. What are we thinking about? He says, how come he didn't say, O God of Israel? He says, O God of Jacob, being one. Who can identify with Jacob? Heel catcher wanting, oftentimes my own way. I'm going to get it done my way. That's who Jacob was. The man whom God changed his name to Israel. Jacob. Heel catcher, can you identify with this? I hope you can. I think it's a most human trait. Please, mother, I'd rather do it myself. Please, father, I'd rather do it myself. No, blessed is the man whose strength is in God. And in whose heart are the ways of God. But he gives us hope. He gives us encouragement. He's praying to the God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield. And look upon the face of your anointed. This has an imprint to the one being strengthened by God. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Chew on that one for a while. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The sun keeps everything in order. The shield, its protection. But God has the right to move it from side to side if he wants. The Lord will give grace, unmerited favor, and glory. The glory of God was revealed in Jesus Christ. And to men and women of faith, to men and women in whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God. God gives unmerited favor and puts Christ in us. No good thing is in italics. No good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. This word is, uprightly is entumen. And in the Old Testament, the priest carried the Urim and the Thummim, which gave direction to God's people. His word gives us direction. His word encourages us. His word gives us hope. For blessed men go through valleys of weeping. Dr. Scott used to say, tougher tests are coming. Cheer up! Oh, Lord of hosts, that is the one who controls everything, animate and inanimate objects. Blessed Asher is the man who is literally trusting continually. Trusting, grabbing hold of a promise of God in spite of a circumstance, in spite of a valley, in spite of a trial, in spite of a temptation, will grab hold of that word as though it, the word of God, is more real than anything else, because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent, or that is, change his mind. As he said, so he will do. As he has spoken, so shall it be. Now, I went to this passage because last week as we were doing the communion, and we started in the 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter, we didn't give this part of the chapter last week, but it says in the 13th verse of 1 Corinthians 10, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. This word temptation could mean temptation. It could mean trial and approving. You know, if our faith were never tested, what good would our faith be? God wants faith from his people. God wants us to trust the giver of the gifts, not the gifts. God. For his own sake. More specifically, for our own sake, brings valleys of weeping, brings trials, brings proving. For he, like Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith in the land? God's not looking for perfection from us. He gives us perfection for faith. God is looking for faith. And if there weren't any valleys of weeping, if there weren't any trials, if there weren't any proving, how would our faith grow? I would end with this passage from Scripture, from the first chapter of Peter's first epistle. Fifth verse. Well, no, let's go to the third verse. No. Blessed. Now, in the Greek, this word speaks of the good speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The sixth verse says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season through a valley, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, through manifold valleys, through manifold trials, through manifold provings. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried in the fire, might be found under the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man whose strength is in God, and in whose heart are the ways of God. Whose faith, the trial of his faith, more precious than gold. Tougher times, brothers and sisters, are coming. But God is faithful. And blessed is the man who's trusting in the Lord. And that's the God School for today.